Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, March 26th. Where were you today? Here's the what you missed on the show. We found out that all this at-home working and remote working means that we're buying a lot of stuff for our pets.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. You know, you're thinking about, you know what, that cat needs a briefcase.
You know what, we need the bedazzled, bejeweled dog bowl of water fountain thingy.
Do you think Harley makes something for my ferret?
Yeah. The president of a retailer of pet products said that they've had a stellar sales in February and in March,
right,
much ahead than last year. The top items, by the way, being purchased are items easily are designed for easy and frequent washing.
Yeah, oh, that makes sense right there. You can't throw the cat in the washing machine, right, Jeannie?
No.
Hey, but
so
you're
talking about like blankets and brushes and stuff, yeah, that you could probably clean pretty easily.
But we were talking about, you know, a lot of people are working at home and the animals are seeing you a lot more than they're used to. There's a woman in England who has a dachshund named Rolo. And Rolo was so happy, he wags his tail so much, he sprained his tail and he can't even get it up anymore. So they're waiting for Rolo to be able to get his journey back to his wag. He lost his wag because he was so happy.
Rolo is such a good name for a dachshund anyway. And then I think about how happy he is.
Does it mean he has like a cast on around his hiney that's keeping his tail still?
I saw the video of it. He doesn't have a cast. It's just kind of like goes back and forth a little. He still wants to wag it, but he can't. He just can't do it. So I'm thinking that'd be a great children's story. Anybody's a writer out there, you got time. Make that a children's story.
And by the way, with all this self-containment or self-quarantine, we have two countries now that have gone through this, which we're about to go through. And there's one common thing besides the coronavirus.
What's that?
Searches for our divorces are going through the roof.
That's because they're spending too much time next to me.
Yeah, apparently you really cannot work and live together. It just doesn't work for everybody here. This is actually from the United Kingdom, which right now the whole country is in a lockdown. They did through analytical searches. They found that searches for I Want a Divorce have increased on Google 154% since the UK entered isolation. They say for many couples, it's just a little bit too much living together and working together, being around each other 24/7. Just remember, if you do find yourself in that situation, take a deep breath, go take a walk. It's good for you.
Yeah.
And kind of remember the reason you fell in love, but most importantly, don't give up on communication.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I have found through all relationships what is paramount is the lines of communication. You may not like what you hear,
right,
but there at least you're able to listen and you can, you know, go from that point.
A lot of people are going to, you know, looking at self-introspection during this coronavirus, when you're told to stay in place, you get to think a lot. And a lot of people are going to realize that they have no real hobbies besides going out to eat and spending money.
Right.
And
now's the time to pick one up.
Yeah.
Cleaning your eyeglasses or sunglasses. Isn't it true? No matter how much you try and clean them, there's smudges and dirt and drives you crazy. So here are some actual instructions on what you should do. They say, first off, is wash your own hands and dry them. Make sure that they're using a soap that is free of oils and lotions.
Right.
You want perfectly clean hands. Then rinse your glasses off with lukewarm water. That will dislodge any debris, dust, sand, or anything you may not be able to see that might scratch the lenses. And then use a very small dot of dish soap,
right,
that doesn't have any oils or lotion in it. And then do it on each side of the lens. Go ahead and rub them with your fingers. Rinse thoroughly, making sure you remove all the soap. If not, the soap is designed to attract dirt. So you can see if you leave any behind, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
Then shake your glasses to remove excess water. Finally, dry your glasses with a lint-free cloth. There you go.
I just use the tail of my shirt.
And that's why they look smudgy all the time.
It is. I know. It never actually works. Like, sometimes when I clean them with soap and water, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is so much better.
Yeah. But I do the, that thing right there, okay? Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't been to the grocery store in a while, you're going to have kind of a rude awakening in the wake of COVID-19 because a lot of stores are limiting the amount of people that can go in. And even when you get inside the store, limiting the amount of people in at the store at a certain time.
At the same time, yeah.
Even when you get in there, you're going to see a lot of empty shelves where paper products once were, where dry goods once were, where meats were, where milk was. So you need to be kind of prepared. They say spend extra time organizing your list. Make sure you are safe because the whole idea is to be social distancing, which is about a 6-foot window around
right.
you. You need to make sure that you are going in and being as quick as possible when you go grocery shopping.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to point out the stores. Both Chris and I went to the store yesterday and went to two different stores. I went to Ward's and you went to Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward's, they did a great job. They only let 20 people in at a time, but they were monitoring it. There was plenty of food,
yep.
Plenty of everything. I didn't have to want for anything.
It was nice. It was kind of one of these bittersweet things. I'm hurrying to get through so I'm sure, you know, someone else can come in. But right. on the same token, I'm like, it's so nice to shop without, because Trader Joe's, especially when you get up to the cooler section,
right?
It's like you've really got to jockey for a position just to even look what's in there.
Oh, really? So many people, right?
There's so many people there.
But finally, the way that you wanted to shop.
Right.
Get out of my store.
That's right. And they say the days of you going with your family are mainly, A, you want to limit your exposure to anybody that would possibly have coronavirus. Right. So if only one of you versus your entire family, that's why.
You know, let me give you a hack here I found out yesterday. What if you can't get eggs?
All right.
And whatever you're doing, not just a fried egg, but the recipe calls for an egg.
Okay.
If you have a can of garbanzo beans are packed in something that is called aquafaba.
Okay.
And aquafaba, you can just pour that stuff out of the garbanzo beans. You can whip it up just like a meringue. I mean, it's a great egg substitute.
Interesting.
Who knew that, huh?
That is a good idea.
Yeah, the garbanzo bean liquid, aquafaba, is a perfect substitute for an egg.
They also talk about if you used to, your store would have little hand sanitizing wipes to clean off your cart. Some of them still do have, some don't. Some are actually using soap and water to clean them off, but you may want to bring your own cleaning kits for your shopping cart or hand basket just to be safe. They say have a backup plan for out-of-stock items. So if your kids love Fruit Loops and they don't have Fruit Loops, what is their fallback? In case they don't have that, so you're not wasting a lot of time. And then finally, expect new bagging rules, and this is more or less to protect the employees, not so much for you when you're talking about your reusable bags. A lot of times you might find that the stores want them to use one-time use bags, and that's for the employee safety. So let it slide this one time. Yeah. You can recycle those bags, by the way.
And that's they're meant to be used multiple times. We call them single-use bags, which is a shame.
Yeah, that was the whole double-edged sword about the Swedish inventor back in the 50s who created what we call the one-time use bag.
It's a t-shirt bag is what it was originally called.
But we're supposed to use that bag over and over and over again.
Right.
That's why it's so durable. It's supposed to be durable and light, but we only use them one time.
And then you hang them off of a kitchen door somewhere with all the rest of them. You
know? Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they get recycled in my house multiple times before they actually get recycled. So
right. If you do find out that you know you've lost your job, we don't know as the time of this podcast of the unemployment numbers, but we know it's going to be very high. People that have lost their jobs, and a week from today is when rents and mortgages are due, and that is going to put you in a problem, especially if you have no income. So what can you do?
But if it's April Fool's Day, which is then we can just skip it.
We were just kidding about the payment.
Oh yeah, come on, it's in the mail. Winky, winky.
Yeah, sure. I will. In fact, there was a recent poll that found that people's concerns about finances outweigh coronavirus. So that's kind of where we are in this society.
Pretty serious, yeah.
And I'll tell you, as I mentioned in the air, I've worked at Sallie Mae, which services student loans. And the number one thing on this list is very true. If you cannot make your payment, be proactive and call the debtor, the person who you owe money to. Call them ahead of time. Say, look, I've lost my job or my hours have been cut back. I'm not going to have enough money to make a payment. If you can make a partial payment, even if it's just $20, it shows that you are, you know, intent, and that will go a long way.
Right.
If you find yourself next month having to scrounge for a payment,
and they make notes from every call, that'll be in the notes that somebody can look. Says, I called, you know, on such and such date, and gave you guys a heads up. I hope you can give me some credit for that.
Oh yeah, we call it the core. I would read the core all the time when they're talking to see if they're feeding me a line of BS.
Oh, okay. The core is the back notes. The
correspondence.
Correspondence. Oh, okay.
But, you know, you would see people that would, you know, you see notes about the customer being extremely rude.
Right.
And I would not be nice to these people because I knew it was going to blow up in my face.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why even be nice? Anyways, back to this. The federal government says they're planning to halt foreclosures on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae loans, or FHAs. That's about half of the loans that are out there. So that's good for half the people, and that's good if you're going to be in a if you're, you know, close to being foreclosed mm-hmm. upon. But if you're not being close to being foreclosed on, again, call your lender. They may have some sort of a program to help you. They perhaps may have a prompt, like you can defer a payment, or perhaps you can lose a forbearance for a month, just to give you a little bit of breathing room. But that doesn't happen automatically. You've got to do that on your own. As for renters, a little bit tougher situation. Many kinds is up to the individual landlords who would be willing to work with you. But once again, be open and honest with them and letting them know you can't get your rent. A lot of times they will understand. And tell them about tell the landlord if it's an investment property, work with them about getting their payment delayed. That
right.
may help you.
Yeah, right, right, right.
That way, sir. So Congress is working on this $2 trillion economic stimulus package, but even if it does, a check comes out, it's not going to make it in time for your April payment.
Yeah.
Maybe for April.
I saw where Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, I guess, have several properties, and they waived all of their rents for this upcoming month for their tenants, which
good
is
good for
nice.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very, very nice. And then finally, we learned today that Pillsbury has changed their cookie dough recipe, so now it is okay for you to eat raw cookie dough without running the risk of dying of salmonella poisoning.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank goodness.
That's not
one
that it's deterred me before, but...
Yeah, one less thing for us to worry about.
Yeah.
Apparently, Pillsbury has changed the way that they treat flowers and use pasteurized egg to kill off possible foodborne pathogens,
right.
Which is why they did not want you to eat the raw cookie dough. So now you can.
All right.
There you go. Coming up, there's our show for today, Thursday, March 26th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Stay connected to us. We'll keep you filled with facts, not fear. And remember, the sun is always shining.
That's right. Tomorrow's Friday. Not that it matters because we're all at home.
See
tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.